Hello, hi. Welcome to another podcast of the Chisa Pod. This is not who you think it is. Your host today is
Khumotso Mganedi,
joined by
Ambulelani Nonyux,
and I am Sinesipho Schreiber. Welcome back to another episode of the Chisa Pod. Tune in for your entertainment scoop of the week.
Oh yes, Umzansi Celebville is filled with flavor. But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa Pod.
First up, Black Coffee to open a music college. Grammy Award winning DJ Black Coffee is planning to build an establishment for music. We spoke to him during his press briefing at Arena Holdings in Parktown, Johannesburg. Let's have a listen to what he had to say.
I think growing up in Johannesburg, there's an element of being hungry, you know, in everything that I do. Coming from such a disadvantaged place, growing up there, having no resources, everything seemed so far away, you know, and that gave me a drive that I think I still have today. I'm about to do like a project that is very close to my heart, which is a music school, a music college. So we started having meetings about that. We're going to start doing fundraising internationally. In the places where I mostly perform, we want to try to raise funds so I can build a music college. That's the next project.
Surely he's not broke like others. No, I think it's a great move. Honestly, we definitely do need that development. There are so many kids out there who want to form part of the music industry. As we all know, sinama rap emakhaya. I don't know, my brother is crazy about rapping. He wants to rap and he's been trying to get into the music industry scene, but he's not having much luck. But he's not the only one. There are so many out there. So I definitely think it's a great move to sort of empower children who want to be artists.
But yeah. I also think lento le akugu ukule music school, it was tricky a bit, because I know to go to ala ama DJs. Like even go conference last week, bokuela ama DJs kakhulu. They were asking about mixing, but angazi, I don't think I had umuntati ukuluma nge hip hop or afro. So I think lan it's a move le tons about DJ kakhulu. But it's my opinion though.
On it.
When it comes to music and education, I don't know, is it really like are people really interested in studying music?
Maybe not necessarily the academic study of music, but the discipline of music,
yeah.
The skill, acquiring the skill. Let's say you only can rap, but when you have a music college, they will show you how to make your own beat. So it empowers you in a way to sort of get those skills that you did not necessarily have outside of the gift.
Okay. And when is this college starting? Like, do we know?
Okay. Never said.
At least he has money, because I'm sure we have to have to hire lecturers and stuff, all of that.
But in lecture, we told our group about my lecture, science, physics, engineering.
There are people, I'm sure, who are like experts in music.
Yeah, like DJ Cleo.
Okay. If you say so.
Why are you hesitating, Bulelani?
What is he doing now? Where is he?
He still has the skill.
I don't even know if he was that good. Then right now, so hi, Uncle Sho.
Shots fired.
We'll see.
Stop being control, eh? Then we'll leave Versi later.
We'll see.
Okay, guys, so in other news, radio host DJ Fresh to return to SABC, in fact. So former Metro FM breakfast host DJ Fresh is getting ready for his comeback on SABC Radio. Last week during the Black Coffee Foundation event at Arena Holdings, the big dog told Chisa Live he's excited about his return to the radio. Let's take a listen.
Well, I should be back on radio in April, but until then, my podcast, Wow What a Week, every Friday at midday, every Saturday morning, we do politics at 8 a.m. And I'm also working on music. I just released a single last week called Homeward Bound. In fact, I released two singles last week because I'm also one half of Dombo Shaba. Myself and Shona are Dombo Shaba. We do Afro House, we do melodic, Afro Tech. There's music. Just check out DJ Fresh SA and let's stream and support.
And he was fired by the same SABC.
And then do you have to go there?
No, the thing is, okay, why are they bringing him back if, like, what happened now? Did he apologize? Because I was reading an article that actually he refused to apologize or something like that.
No, it was about, you remember that rape allegations against Dianono Euphonic? I think that fueled in Dabeguti Mele Apume 94.7.
Okay.
Of course, Igu Metro, I'm not sure what Hambe Ganjan, but Uhambe Heartful from Metro. Then he went to 94.7.
I was reading an article. Apparently, he left. There was an article on News 24 released last year, January, where he was speaking to Mac G and saying he refused to apologize Metro FM about a certain language he used on.
I remember.
He's back. Like, but no, it's fine now. You can continue. So let's do it again.
But also, a little birdie told me last week, but I won't say which DJ. there are going to be huge changes with Metro FM.
Okay.
Metro FM DJ is about to leave the office. So.
What?
No, but I won't mention. But Nyazu, who's leaving Metro FM.
So
he might go back to Metro or go Radio 2000.
Okay.
Because I think breakfast the radio swoo, but he drive time a corner. I perform a sharp.
Okay.
But with regards to Metro, some top DJ is leaving. Definitely.
So should we keep our eyes on Chisa? Are we gonna expect some exclusives to drop on Chisa? The listeners
so
know.
Refresh on chisa.co.za.
What's your take? Fresh.
I think, you know, with one thing that has been quite interesting in the employment of radio DJs, it's the on and off. You have very talented people like Abo Robert Marawa, Fresh, Fet Joe. They get employed, but nothing is ever consistent. They are creatives. Yeah. So I do think maybe it's a wonderful move for him to come back on radio. I mean, he's been through quite a lot in the past few months, and I think we will definitely get a different version of Fresh this time around on radio. And I do look forward to seeing what that version will be.
Yeah.
And there's an interesting topic we're talking about on Diary Conference. Do people still listen to radio?
Definitely.
Like, yeah, they do. There are so many people who don't have access to internet. I think internet is still a problem in South Africa. Né?
Yeah, but also radio, it's quite a loved medium. Even if people have TV, but they still prefer radio. They are loyalist to radio. For instance, for me, when I moved to Johannesburg 5 years ago, I felt a bit of a bump because I couldn't listen to Algoa FM. And that's what I was raised with. My uncle at 6 a.m., the radio is on. We are listening to the radio show. So it's part of our culture.
Yeah.
It's part of us, definitely.
Yeah, but I think it has changed the way we consume radio. I think it has changed now. For example, I used to listen to radio 6 to 6, from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. But now, like, maybe it's a certain feature at 7:20 on, and then after that, listen maybe for 10 minutes and then that's it. Or I just listen to the news sometime. Maybe at 8 o'clock, I want to know about what's happening in the news. And then I listen to radio. So I think the way we consume it now, especially now, everything is fighting for attention. There's TikTok, mm-hmm. there's social media, there's everything. So we're busy.
Yeah. And also, I think radio still has different offerings than TV. Mm. I listen to Metro FM on Sunday, the show Gus's Tummy. I enjoy it.
Sunday scene.
Yes.
Yeah, Sunday.
That's what you don't get in TV. And you get to be part of that. Mm. And I don't think in TV you get to feel like that. So definitely there are still offerings that come with radio that we do not get anywhere else. Mm.
People even preach on Sunday. Like sometimes the moment was selling. People preach you there. You feel like you are at church now. You feel the spirit.
You know? Does TV make you feel like that?
No.
Do we have programs?
Yes, TV does.
For me,
it
doesn't.
This channel. Kala abafundi zikpele. Ngafika kunyinzi ngathola abantu. Basha, he touched the screen.
I used to do that.
But wherever you are in the world, just touch the screen.
There was a show on ETV at 6 a.m. every morning where you had to put your glass next to the TV and the pastor would pray.
Okay. Glass of water, that is.
Before I go to school, I'll put the glass next to my TV, and then the pastor will pray for like 5 minutes, and then he'll say, okay, drink the water, and then I'll drink the water, and then I
you would
that
feel a certain way.
I don't know.
What was the waste of time?
When I look back now, I'm like, I'm thinking, what was I doing? Nonsense, Andon.
But Bulelani, isn't faith blind in a way to a certain extent?
Yeah.
So you, at that point, did you feel okay, or do you feel like your judgment as a child got in a way for you? Wouldn't do that as an adult.
I wouldn't do that now.
Why?
No, I wouldn't do it. I feel like I don't want to use this word that I have in my mind, but I don't think it's very smart of me.
Wow, she missed the pin. It's not very smart.
Yeah, I don't think it's very smart of me.
But faith is not about intelligence.
Yeah, that's the thing.
But do you feel like there's certain limits to it? There's certain things that you can do?
Yeah, there are certain things. Like, for example, now I deep believe. I go to church, I pray, I do everything, but putting my glass next to the TV. I'm sure I was close to joining Umporo.
Amazing stuff.
No. Imagine,
But I want to ask, before you just move on to another segment. So at churches, as believers, sometimes we go to church, right? And then let's say the pastor says, bring a glass of water.
Yeah.
In that context, do you do it?
In that context, yes.
Sharp.
Not over ETV.
TV, no. Okay.
You are not done in your religion. Then we still continue in your religion. It's fine. Mporo bears his cross literally in a video that has since gone viral on social media. Pastor Paseka Mporo Mtsweneng was seen carrying a large cross on his back. So, bafethu, like, see, a peer expert, kulento le, mfumse, what do you think, Mporo? Like,
this one is a tough one. It's becoming very difficult to defend Mporo at this point. Mara, guys, uthwele umthwalo wakhe, what can we say? He's carrying his load. But I do think he has always loved attention. And I think the older he gets, the more he loves attention. Everything he does is for everyone to see. He wants the camera. He wants, I don't know, but there's a problem there. There's definitely a problem there. What do you think, Bulelani?
It was quite bizarre. I don't know. I don't even know why he was doing that. I don't know the intention. And also, Bendivilio, I don't know whether his church is closed or there's something like that that is happening.
I know his church can't close because it's in a tent.
You can't shut down the tent.
Yeah, you can't. Like, singaichi sala. Get an open felt. Seeking ma, the sitana to sleep on a cane.
Yeah.
But Minang Mzuelumboro,
she's been doing drama.
Hey, like Minang Zuela Abalandi Levak, like Uzo Landela Umuntona
Machajis. As Usine was saying, basically faith is blind, so.
Yeah. But he begged Ganji, Uzo Landela Umuntona Machajis of kidnapping, possession of dangerous weapons, assault.
Baba,
like, angali bathi uNkulunkulu uthi sonke sinesono kanjani, but hey, bheka la, this is your pastor.
But maybe there's something we do not understand. As they say, spiritual things are not understood in the physical world. Maybe Mboro is on his own journey that we do not understand.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But in general, Bobo uthi he loves attention.
He does. And
Mboro kathi singazwa niks ngaye before indaba yamaphanga. But don't laugh, it's serious. Because inkinga with regards to lenta maphanga is that there are kids involved. Labantwana bazoba traumatized impilo yabo yonke. Endlini maybe abadisciplinwa or abashaya or abarasela. Mara just ubona iphanga nje esikolweni.
Yeah.
The primary school if
you.
Yeah, and it's kids that they grew up with. Like, they will always remind them of that. That, hey, we're no mkulu wako, we're na, hey.
That's embarrassing.
That's embarrassing. I think definitely it's the kids that we should try and look out for in everything that which he does. I feel sad for the kids because I'm sure every time he does those bizarre things, when kids go to Zoom, umkulu wako mboni luba because umkulu wako that's Jesus.
But nakhona, I think labantwana they are not traumatized ngendaba maphanga kuphela. I'm sure the way that about don't sound like compare my zip or like those costs.
Controversial.
No, I'm not being controversial. I told that we leave Versi at later. You started with Contra.
Contra.
Then, moving on, guys. Media personality, Maschava Ndlovu says I do.
Alala,
Maraga ingaki, gangaki. No, gangaki. The media personality gave her followers a sneak peek of her wedding day. She recently revealed that her and her partner, singer Ntatelelo Faku, who she has a son with, made things official at the weekend. So,
yeah, she believes in love.
She believes in love. Oh, yeah. Gosh, all she needs is love.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, even if we shut her for, I don't know, for the, but I wouldn't do it. But yeah, as long as she's happy.
But okay. They say a third time is a charm, right?
Third time? What time is this one now?
It's the third time.
Is it dead?
It's dead.
It's dead. It's dead. No, this woman is making umshato angathi umjolo. I can just jump into this.
Oh, yeah.
No, serious. It's like that. No. Sne, guy one. Guy two.
But
so kuzabe sokuyinhlanhla. We three hayi kahle kuningi lokufunayo ke manje.
I disagree Kubuzo, but if your limit to marriage is once, that's your limit. We cannot impose it on Maschaba. If she feels like she will marry as many times as she would like, we should give her that liberty. There's no law that's against her from doing it.
Okay, I don't want to make it about me, but I want you to understand something.
Okay.
Umtana kokuqala lo Maschaba, or we don't know.
Ompi.
The son.
The son, no. It's not her, her first child.
Moving from the first marriage, I'm sure Numtoana, ungena kwenye.
Yes.
Then Puma.
Yes.
So Puma no moon. You ungena kwenye.
Yes. Like, what's wrong?
Collecting kids in all these marriages.
Yeah. Yes, what's wrong? But what's wrong? But guys, let me ask.
The thing is, I feel like, this is what I feel like. If I'm going to marry someone, I want to think deeply about it.
Thank you.
I want to be.
Oh.
Did you not think deeply about it?
I feel like it's not. It's not like that decision he had to make. It's like, okay, you want us to get married, just go.
I do not think it's like that. Here's my perspective on this thing. It's women are always ridiculed about having kids from different fathers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and true. I just want to say, based on personal experience, as a pumisuronko, So barayithi kahle. We are intelligent and we are capable, and it's not a problem. You can have children from different fathers and still raise them well. It doesn't have a detrimental impact on the kids on who they are. Even if it's a mixed veg, fine, right?
You must have a crush. I'm tired.
There is consultation there where you will say, Obanba, okay, then we have decided to do this.
Then you give reasons.
Yes, you give reasons. Hmm. And I'm sure she is not traditionally ignorant. She knows the processes that which she had to undertake. Hmm. Hmm. And even in her post, when she speaks about marriage, she speaks a lot about spirituality. I don't think she's ignorant to the fact that she has to go through certain procedures to say that, okay, we had made this decision. However, we have become overwhelmed, and this is where our journey ends.
I think
she gives us courage.
Yeah.
She gives us courage.
Change the narrative.
Yeah, she's definitely got this. And I think her main message or her legacy when it comes to her love life, besides her professional life, is to be, don't be scared.
Mm-mm.
Don't be scared to do things that scare you. Because I'm sure now you're wahlala phansi wathi maschaba, you're getting married for the third time. Bazothini abantu. But then she said, wena uthini? And she came to a conclusion to say that, I feel like this is the best decision for me. This is what I want for myself.
Maram, but mina vele, I'd like to go ngishumtshe ukuthi maschaba, courage yakho intswembu.
Yes.
Yena ufuna happiness, shem.
Yeah, she does.
Ufuna happiness, that family unit.
Yes.
You know, lucky when it comes to love.
She is. Yeah. She's very lucky. But the other thing is this, we've seen this courageous characteristic in maschaba. Maschaba left radio to go into government. And when she first got there, it was not easy for her. It was because she was not a spokesperson. And she didn't do a great job at the beginning.
Mm.
But that didn't stop her from pursuing that. And she kept on improving.
But even now, so say we publicist, LaToya.
Yeah. But what I'm saying
Which
is this.
Okay.
I'm not a fake gobella.
Oh, man. Yeah, she's definitely courageous. And if Maschaba is listening to this, we applaud you for your courage, Mama.
But lastly, should we police how many times a person is married, or does it only matter that they are happy? Pal, just in one way, happy or a?
For me, happy. I can't police.
Yeah, they'll do whatever you want to do.
That's not an answer. Happy or police?
No, make your own choice. Each homosexual rises it.
Oh, so like this thing of collecting.
Yeah, do it. Offsprings. If it works for you, do it.
Okay, I know. Agreed. Then moving right along, our favorite controversial pageant queen.
Oh. Chichi. Chidima.
That's the way from the pageant. Chidima has revealed that her decision to step away from the pageant. In case you missed it, here she is speaking to YouTube channel Goldmine TV. Manje, nina nithini lana. Ngoba, uThedima, angathumela abuye la eMzansi azohlala nathi.
Uzobuya?
Ya, mina ngifuna abuye, phela, like, ake kumuntu asemzansi wenze something right. That Miss World as a person uvelwa gula nje.
Oh. If it was a choice.
No, uvelwa gula. Seriously, she withdrew. She withdrew.
No.
She withdrew. She didn't.
This is problematic.
It's not. She withdrew. But she withdrew. Is it true?
She withdrew, but the way you're saying it, it's like she intentionally stepped out of the competition, and that's false.
No, but
she was sick.
She withdrew.
She withdrew.
She wasn't feeling well.
She wasn't feeling well.
Yeah,
and she tried. She repeatedly fell. Do you want her to fall in front of the world?
But ungena ku pageant. A pageant is an azul, isn't it?
Yes, when a lime 7, you know, it had a sick leave when you're sick.
But, okay.
But.
No, where's the runner-up again with Miss World essay? Why I'm going to step in?
But already the competition was unfolding. She withdrew. I mean, hours away from the start of the competition. That would have involved traveling. I do think you owe me an apology there.
No. I don't owe you apologies. I'm trying to go to I feel good to owe me. Azanga funu kuya lapha ngoba uzohlana no Chidima. Wait. Angaka itholi point yami.
Okay.
So Uchidima uzotho, so you are the Miss SA man.
You took my place.
It's like that.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think Chidima being there, I think it should have been the extra motivation to actually fight for the title, because this is the same woman she had been fighting a title with, or maybe contesting, not fighting, contesting for the title for Miss South Africa, and now they are sharing the stage to see who's who. And who could have maybe possibly won Miss South Africa had there not been a criminal investigation.
Ish,
and I do definitely think it's a sad part that she did fall or she fell sick. She was not well. And you could see, if you're following the competition, I was, she was not in the pictures. The girls, even days leading up to the main competition, she was not in the pictures. There was something amiss. I was even asking myself whether or not she's being treated well. But then she said, I was sick. I was worried about the social conditions, whether or not it allowed her as a person with a disability to thrive in the competition. Yeah, but she said her reason was that she was sick. But there was an article that Times Live ran this week about Miss Fiji talking about the conditions of Miss Universe and how they were not empowering to them.
Okay.
So guys,
at least Uchidima went far with this competition. I don't know if you got Miss Universe second place.
Definitely. Big up to Uchidima.
Big up to Mtana Sesoweto.
Yeah, big up to Mtana Sesoweto. Big up to Mtana Sesoweto.
So
what, just stand up? Stand up, Soweto. I'm not part of that. I definitely think Chidima in this competition embodied resilience. She went for what she wanted, which a lot of people judged her. They were like, why don't you sit down after withdrawing from Miss SA? But she was like, man, let me make the best out of this diversity. let it not be my fault. And she went for her dreams, and nothing stopped her. Criminal case, nothing stopped her. Xenophobic attacks, nothing stopped her. She went for it. That's what we can take away from her, I think. Interesting.
But when I seen it, did you ever think Gucci she'll get that far with the pageant to Miss Universe?
The Times Live editor, Tangu Ndwasa, about a few weeks ago on this Chisa pod, said he would like to see Chidima going against Mia
and I think,
to actually see who is the queen between the two.
Yeah,
so
I remember. I think we see this corner.
Yeah,
I remember.
Yeah, we spoke about it. I think I did not know whether she would go that far, but I knew she would push as much as she can, because she underwent through a way more than other girls to get there. I knew she would push. And judging from Chidima's personality, she goes for what she wants. She went to Nigeria to contest for Miss Nigeria, having not grown up there. And she got it. So even with Miss Universe, there was nothing that was going to stop her.
In other news, guys, Mashobana was barred from attending his dad's funeral, Lucas Masterpiece Moripe. The convicted criminal, William Bata, was denied permission to attend the funeral by DCS due to indaba yakhe zaphakathi. Apparently, they gave us Section 44, Act 1. So, Mashwabane, to those who don't know him, he was a Robin Hood of Attridgeville. He was notoriously, gosh, popular, Makufe, 7 July, wherever, like South Africa. So, he was involved with my crimes such as housebreaking, impersonating himself as a police, nailing ammunition. So, in 2009, he got arrested and he was on trial. 2012, he was got sentenced to 123 years in prison with 35 years running concurrent. So, currently, he's at Kokstad Maximum Prison. So, do you think Mbatha, Mashwabane, kumele ayithole bamgrante i-right kumakubaba wakhe?
What an interesting character. And we are quite pleased that we have journalists under Chisa Life that have so much history into knowing the track record. Usually entertainment journalists do not follow criminal criminal proceedings. Mm. Neither do they follow court processes. So kudos to you. But my comments on this one is that the law is the law and the law must take its course. It's quite sad that as a person you don't get to bury your own parent. It's more sad because you've hurt your parent, first of all, by even going to prison. And now you can't even, you can't even be there to bury them. I cannot imagine. I think it's a tough one to swallow, even for him. But again,
criminals must suffer.
No, they're not going there in prison to suffer. No, just need to right their wrongs. Rehabilitation. Rehabilitation. I told you that you're an expert, but you're disappointing me now.
Criminals must feel bad because of their crime. Ngoku, these are the things that are happening. It's fine.
You don't feel any empathy for anything. Him. It is what it is.
But he's dead back then. Ute, he thinks he has failed Mfanake. Because his son could have been a proper soccer player like him. But with a relationship, Mashwabane got arrested as a semncane.
Yeah.
And what's this thing? I'm a great worker schooling. We're below average. That means Lumutlo already got a pilile stratin. And any into.
And Utatake has always been kumdo right on emali and stuff.
He was a soccer. He's a soccer legend.
And then, Gengo, why is it he failed him? Because also making like a crime, you choose it. Go, it's your choice.
But I think the emphasis that Khumutso is trying to put in is that when you lose your child at childhood, that's where you can't reverse it. So basically, I always say this, and sorry to those who's going to be offended. With parents, with fathers, it's either they are present and they are abusive, or it's either they are absent. Or it's either they are there, but not fully there. And I think in the case of Mashwabane, the dad maybe was building his career at the time and was not fully there in the raising of this child. And he raised himself and he became a criminal.
And you know soccer players, next time we say Eastern Cape, next time we say Cape Town, and then Nyadala, and this card so good to be a family, but another interesting part is that this guy, Mashwabane, is the one that brought Tate R. Kelly from the dome, or Mr. Tritchville.
Jailbed to jailbed. Hey, they saw each other.
Oh, shots. So, no, Acorn, they went there.
And even Akon is a convicted criminal, is he not?
Convicted.
So he was always giving the signs, though. He always gave us the signs.
But of the same friend.
They
flocked together.
But imagine, when I went to Ram Square Cafe, which is was his club at Richville. I found a gallery, photo gallery. Now these celebrities like Ashifa Shaba, DJ Spoo, Brute Boy, bo DJ Socks, bo Tira, Tira, selling an anam, umzim. Like, about that was about who's who. And yeah. Say, it's the middle of Ilogish, at Richville. So, yeah, Nanje, but 123 years. Do you think that's a puma?
Maybe he might get parole, but if he's in maximum prison, his case is quite tricky. But I wanted to ask...
When is he going to get low parole? If right now they can't even pardon him to go to the funeral.
Surely it's not something very soon.
It's done. Since you go to my violence.
Ha! But you should go to life imprisonment. Because 123, if you have a call, it's...
But yeah. I wanted to ask, in the story that you had written, there are reactions coming from Times Live readers, where that people were looking forward to seeing him. Why are people Kopeli in Attridgeville that is love this man so much?
This guy was a Robin Hood, and one of the celebrities that time who said he feels Willem Bata is the Robin Hood of Attridgeville. Ngoba, he steals from the rich and gives to the poor. His name is Ntazenzile Lumuntu Lape Attridgeville. And Bamsava. Like, now if one instance that I know of Imakufo, Wafiga, Washaikran entrance in Nyash.
Haibo!
I was looking at him, this is not 7 July. Then, na say 15 Alex, I was told that he once came in a Travi Range Rover. While at Tonsa, he sort of like a boat. Yeah, Kaza Wangumunt is giving Zalapa. It's Jabli Serasi. But have you been here, Alex? 15?
I have.
Monday,
been.
A stupid.
No, not that one, not
now,
that deep.
Now, they go there. Abu Mawuta, they groove there. Like, Baningi, like Abantunje, Wabonanje. About Charlie Tropin, but Groover Lab.
So he's a fleshy man.
Yeah, he was
it's
fleshy.
It's just that he's held back by the bars.
Like, West Part DJ Socks went to play there. He went to DJ Socks and asked, DJ Socks, can you play Moneymaker? Then DJ Socks said, this song is not in my set.
Oh.
Then they had to go in Ikaratwa Tengama City. You remember those cities?
Hey, MP3.
They had to go by a writer. I money make figure of
flashy
mad like Masiri Jays.
Yeah.
That's how it's a ras.
So the cops...
I even interviewed Socks now that this was 2012, shortly after he got sentenced. Socks agree, like confirm my own kin to Atmara Agavumelani Nama crime like
They definitely love him. And I think as a society, at some point, we need to ask ourselves, why do we love criminals?
Yeah.
Because our favorite cousins, if we are being honest, are those ones.
Yeah.
Are those ones that we do not know what they do at night.
But I think, in the best appeal is that maybe he reaches in the way la government.
Okay.
How can a neighborhood or a township hello bulelan? It's a bulelan so. But la baba vutela aba sugar so.
Okay. So he's Nafis Modak, definitely to a certain extent, because a lot of poor people from Mellenberg or the Cape Flats, they actually love him. That person has so many charges, murder charges against him. But what he did was to provide for them. So what you're saying is that if government provided the needs for poor people, then they would not even have the ability to defend criminals and murderers.
Yeah, you've got a point then. Like, government in Jemele, Tingabumashwabana, good government.
People that will hail.
Immorals
in society.
So, I guess that's us, guys.
That's been wonderful.
So, Wogjani.
Oh, this was my first time. So, I've made it for real now. Like, I'm a celebrity.
Socialist dance. Okay, that was it from Chisapod. Remember that you can find our latest podcast, the review, and subscribe for free Iona FM, Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you choose to get your podcast. You can also follow us on social media platform at Chisa Live. The Chisapod is a Times Live production, and our producer is Demi Puzo.
Woohoo! They're amazing!
Beautiful!
I'm your host, Tukhumotso Mkhanedi, and thank you to
Sinesipho Shriver.
Bulelani no nyuks, bulelani no nyukela.
Aish, 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 aish,